A good Nerev Shabbos, Kodesh Parshas Truma Tavshanei Ches. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha that the Atzei Shittim wood, a type of cedar wood, was used for the Mishkan when they built it in the Midbar. And the question is, where did Klal Yisrael have this wood from, this cedar wood? Where did it come from? The Midbar was not a place where they could plant this wood. And there are various terutzim that are given by the Mefarshim that say that this wood was available from merchants that Klal Yisrael had bought from along the way when they were going in Mitzrayim, but they were going from Mitzrayim into the Midbar. Rashi gives a different teretz. Rashi explains that this Atzei Shittim, this type of cedar wood, Klal Yisrael brought with them from Mitzrayim. Now, where did they have this wood from in Mitzrayim? Why was this wood in Mitzrayim? So Rashi explains in the Medrash Tanchuma that Yaakov Avinu saw Beruach HaKodesh that when Klal Yisrael were going to go and leave Mitzrayim, they would be building a Mishkan in the Midbar. They would be building a tabernacle in the desert before they got to Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu knew that Klal Yisrael would need this cedar wood in order to build the Mishkan. So on his way from Eretz Yisrael, he instructed his sons to take with them this wood and to replant it in Mitzrayim. And in that way, when Klal Yisrael would have to leave Mitzrayim, they would have this wood, and they would be able to use it in the Mishkan. But one might ask, so very good, Yaakov Avinu understood that Klal Yisrael would need this wood, so he made it easy for them to build the Mishkan in the Midbar, and he planted it in Mitzrayim. But one must ask that if this wood was readily available to buy from merchants, or maybe it was wood that one could somehow get in the Midbar, why was it so important for Yaakov Avinu to bring it from Mitzrayim, to bring it from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim to plant and then have the Yidden bring it from Mitzrayim into the Midbar when they would be building the Mishkan? Why couldn't he just rely on the fact that they would be able to get it from an outside source? And perhaps we could say that this answer is hinted in the word Tanchuma. As we know, Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, which was a Medrash, that the answer to our question is that Yaakov Avinu planted them in Mitzrayim and then they brought it to the Midbar. Why did Yaakov Avinu do this as a tanchuma, as a nechumen, as a comfort? Yaakov Avinu saw Beruach HaKodesh that Klal Yisrael were going to have a terrible, terrible shibud. As the Pasuk really says, by Avraham Avinu, Sheger Yezarach Be'eretz Le'ilohem, Ba'avodem Avinu Oysam Rabbam Yishana, that your children are going to be strangers in a land that doesn't belong to them, and they're going to be there for 400 years, and we know that Yaakov Avinu knew that there was going to be a terrible shibud. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? He wanted to give hope to Klal Yisrael. He wanted to give them an opportunity to be able to see a better future, to hope for a better future, so that even though when they were being beaten by the policemen of Paray, and they were going through this terrible, terrible Shibud Mitzrayim, all they had to do was look up and see the trees that were planted by the Zayde Yaakov Avinu, by the Zayde Yaakov, our father, our grandfather, the Tata, that he had put them there in order to give Klal Yisrael a symbol of hope, and that one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take them out of Mitzrayim. And that was the lesson Yaakov Avinu taught us as well, is that no matter how bleak the situation might be, but a person always has to look for that ray of hope. And a person always has to give a ray of hope. We can't just say, oh, this is going to happen, it's terrible, how are we going to get through it? Yaakov Avinu knew that even in this little gesture, even with this small idea of planting a tree, that idea would eventually give Klal Yisrael a tremendous amount of chizik and hope, that they would be able to get out of Mitzrayim, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised Avraham Avinu, that they would only be there for a certain amount of years and then they would leave. These trees symbolize to Klal Yisrael that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would eventually take them out of Mitzrayim. Wishing everybody a good and Shabbos.